Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, we are now 24 days into this government shutdown, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is struggling to keep his coalition together. We've already seen Marjorie Taylor Greene thrashing, trying to break from the Republican viewpoint on this because she understands the implications of healthcare premiums rising so rapidly. This is something that cannot be hidden. Like, when Donald Trump takes a $400 million jet from Qatar, that's rather abstract. Most Americans don't feel that on a day-to-day basis, but this is something that Americans are feeling, will continue to feel, and they're blaming it on Republicans. I want to start off with this clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson talking about a healthcare plan that is potentially coming. Keep in mind, they've said there's a healthcare plan in the works for the past decade, but now all of a sudden, they're claiming to have something that may be able to replace Obamacare. Here's him getting pressed on this 2 days back.
But if you have ideas and you have plans, why not have that out there to talk about in the public so the people can hear that debate happening? I mean, you could have committees in session right now.
They will, Caitlin.
Talking about this. I think the question is,
yeah,
maybe
we need to get back to regular session really. So we can. No, we're not going to allow Chuck Schumer to play selfish political games and hold the American people hostage. We will not negotiate with legislative terrorists. We're not going to let them do that. We can't. We owe it to the people to get this government operating again. Republicans have now voted 12 or 13 times, counting the House and Senate, 13 times to open the government, and the Democrats have voted 13 times to close it down. It is wrong. There is no reason for it.
Okay, a few things. Number one, negotiation is inherently bipartisan. If you want the government to stay open, you have to have a conversation with Democrats. Number two, when Speaker of the House Mike Johnson calls leading Democrats negotiation terrorists or whatever, he's called us an insane amount of things. But in this clip, he says, we don't negotiate with terrorists or whatever the hell. Just know that a few days back, leader Hakeem Jeffries almost died. There was an assassination plot against him from a crazed Trump supporter who said in a chat that he needs to take this terrorist out. When Donald Trump got asked about this, in this clip right here, he acts dumb. Take a listen. He tries to pivot over.
The same day you established this task force back on January 20th was the same day you pardoned the January 6th defendants.
Yeah, very proud of that. Yeah.
Just last weekend, one of them was charged with allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And a big theme of this task force has been allowing law enforcement to do their job and holding accountable people who go after law enforcement. Do you worry that your actions back on day one undermine what this task force is trying to accomplish?
No. You have thousands of people that we're dealing with, and you know, if one goes haywire, look at what this guy in Virginia said, where he wanted to kill his opponent. He's going to kill his opponent. He's going to kill his opponent's children, and I think wife.
That's not what he said at all. He didn't say that at all.
And he continues to run, and the Democrats continue. He's running for what, attorney general in Virginia? Look what he said. So now, do you think all Democrats should be prohibited from living anymore? I mean, think of what he said. He's going to kill his opponent, and he's going to kill the children of his opponent, and I think the wife. I said, this guy's sick. That is a sick guy. And how do you vote for somebody like that? But I don't view that every Democrat would say that, because not every Democrat would say that.
We're not saying that every Democrat or every Republican is saying a single thing. What we're saying is that you pardoned 1,600 people, and not just one of them is acting out, but dozens of them have either been rearrested, one of them on child pornography charges. You can look it up. His name is Andrew Taake, T-A-A-K-E. He was arrested for child solicitation. One was killed near where I grew up in Indiana because he tried to attack a cop. Spoiler alert, when you pardon somebody for attacking cops, that tells them they can do it again. And when they try to do it again, it might not go as well as it did the first time. I mean, it didn't go well the first time either. But just know that when Donald Trump is talking about this and trying to downplay it, Trump pardoned a 43-year-old January 6th rioter, Christopher Moynihan, and he's now being arrested again for threatening to eliminate House Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Moynihan texted, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live. I will kill him for the future." Let's listen to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being asked about this exact thing. Do you think he is responsible about it, or do you think he just plays dumb and acts like he has no clue?
Get pardoned for every single person that was convicted as a result.
I don't know any of the details of this at all. I don't know who's been alleged to have been involved in this. I will say that anybody who threatens political violence against elected officials or anyone else should be have the full weight and measure of the Department of Justice on their head. I trust that that'll happen. I hope it will. We are intellectually consistent about that, obviously. I will tell you this. The violence on the left is far more prevalent than the violence on the right. Don't make me go through the list. You all know it. All of these assassination culture that's been advanced now, this is the left in almost every case that is advancing this and not the right. So let's not make it a partisan issue. You don't want me to go there. We're just going to say anybody, any deranged individual, has to stop. And the rhetoric that you saw on display on Saturday, we highlighted yesterday, it plays into this, okay? There are people that get triggered. There are deranged people in society when they hear elected officials participating in a rally that was paid for by Soros and sponsored by communists with signs and placards and mantras that were repeated that we should bring death to, you know, fascist politicians. What they mean is they call every Republican a fascist now. They're calling for the death of elected officials. Please, enough of that. We got to stop it. Stop the rhetoric, stop all the nonsense, and stop the violence.
Thank you.
Look,
just a huge non-answer. This is coming at a time when Republicans are being increasingly blamed for the government shutdown that's happening right now. So at first, people were about evenly split along party lines. Democrats blamed Republicans. Republicans blamed Democrats. Independents were split in the middle. But as time's gone on, and as more Republicans have been speaking out, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been, again, thrashing, trying to break with the Republican Party, saying, listen, I'm not just beholden to what Trump is saying. We need health care. Health care premiums can't just rise by, some people say double, some people say 1.5 times. I mean, health care premiums are going to skyrocket, and Republicans are the ones playing games. The survey of 1,000 people found that 53% of respondents blame the potential economic fallout from the shutdown on Republicans in Congress and the president, compared with 37% for Democrats. I mean, that is a stark difference from where it was before when it was about even. The survey also shows increasingly negative attitudes about the president's handling of critical economic issues. Just 34% of the public approve of his policies on inflation and the cost of living, with 62% disapproving. I mean, it's getting brutal out there for him. Ron Filipkowski points out, Mike Johnson today will keep the House adjourned for the 81st day out of the last 93. That's 12 days of work in over 3 months, with full pay and full benefits. A lot of government workers don't even get full pay and full benefits, but Mike Johnson gets to shut the government down and still receive that. The Senate has been working, so this is not about the shutdown. It's about avoiding a release of the Epstein files, increasingly becoming obvious as Speaker of the House Mike Johnson squirms through all of his interviews and answers no questions. Donald Trump, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, they have covered up for multiple cases like this. Remember, never forget, Matt Gaetz was almost going to be exposed by an investigation, almost going to be exposed by a committee, and then he resigned. Now, we still got the Matt Gaetz files, but we haven't gotten the Epstein files. They are covering those up. At the same time, millions of Americans are suffering. Tens of millions of Americans are suffering due to this government shutdown. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the updates on the Adam Mockler channel, all that I ask is that you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. We have a debate show dropping within the next few days. Don't miss it. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.